3 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. The National Weather Service has extended the severe thunderstorm warning for both Williamson and Rutherford counties. The hottest ticket in Nashville next week isn't a concert or sporting event. It's a ticket to speak at Tuesday night's Metro Council meeting, when city leaders will consider multiple proposals to regulate new data centers. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports the city is enacting the new protocol in anticipation of a flood of speakers.
This isn't the first time Nashvillians have spoken out about data centers.
I don't want my family or myself around a data center, period. Nor would I farm my animals near one.
The fact we have to come here and argue against building data centers at Fisk University and right next to the zoo feels insane.
I know for a fact that none of my neighbors would want a data center in their community, whether it's 100 feet away or half a mile.
Those were residents speaking at a Metro Planning Commission hearing last month. This is the first time that the Metro Council has required tickets to speak at a public hearing. The move comes after years of tension over the council's process for handling hot-button public hearings. During last month's budget hearing, people like Darkenia Waller complained about that.
I'm disturbed by the fact that there are seniors, there are folks with disability, there are folks with children, there are folks who don't speak the language well, who are vying for an opportunity to get in this line, and it is the strongest, the fittest, who are getting there first.
The council says the ticketing process aims to minimize time spent standing in line. The tickets are just for people who want to talk about two pieces of data center legislation, one which creates zoning restrictions around new centers, and another which would enact a temporary moratorium. Anyone wishing to speak about other items on public hearing will not need a ticket. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.